Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents They Knew They Were Pilgrims, Plymouth Colony and the Contest for American Liberty by John G. Turner. Narrated by Bob Sauer. Introduction. Americans learn about the Pilgrims when they are children. In elementary schools across the country, late November has been a time for Pilgrim hats and Indian headdresses. Along the way, Americans absorb elements of the Pilgrim myth: a ship, a compact, a rock, a winter of death and disease, a harvest, and a Thanksgiving turkey meal. It is a heartwarming story about two peoples feasting together instead of fighting each other. There is also an alternative, more dispiriting history, a story of betrayal and theft. The Pilgrims made a treaty and alliance with the Indians, then took their land and killed or enslaved those who resisted. Those native communities that survived found themselves reduced to small, impoverished enclaves. In this line of thought, the ongoing American adulation of the Mayflower passengers is offensive. Late November is a time for mourning, not a time for giving thanks. They Knew They Were Pilgrims includes aspects of the previous stories, but also introduces other narratives. This is a history of the peoples who lived in Plymouth Colony, alternatively New Plymouth, later known within Massachusetts as the Old Colony, from the English and Dutch events that led to its 1620 founding until its 1691 incorporation into a larger province of Massachusetts Bay. In its chapters, listeners will encounter famous men such as Governor William Bradford and Massasoit Assumequin, but also meet less familiar individuals. Awashonks, a female sachem who preserved a native community for two decades amid dispossession and war. William Vassal, who established a second church within a single town and contended for religious liberty before colonial and English courts. And James Cudworth, a Plymouth Colony magistrate who lost his position when he defended persecuted Quakers. In his own history, Bradford promised to proceed in a plain style with singular regard unto the simple truth in all things. Plymouth Colony's history, though, is not plain, singular, or simple. During the early years of the American Republic, ministers, politicians, and historians lionized the Pilgrims. Timothy Dwight, John Quincy Adams, and George Bancroft drew straight lines from the Mayflower Compact to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitutional Convention, making the Pilgrims the heroic progenitors of democracy and republicanism. Then, in the mid to late 19th century, Americans came to associate the Pilgrims with an annual observance of a late November Thanksgiving Day. The holiday further enhanced interest in the Mayflower passengers, now the most famous colonists in the history of what became the United States. Despite the ongoing popular appeal of the Pilgrims, academic historians have largely ignored Plymouth Colony. When the mid-20th century historian Perry Miller resuscitated an interest in New England Puritanism, he concentrated on the more numerous, literary, and wealthy settlers of Massachusetts Bay. Plymouth makes no appearance at all in Miller's magisterial New England Mind. Apparently, there were no old colony minds worth mentioning. In particular, Miller convinced generations of historians that the Pilgrim Church exerted no influence on the broader development of New England Congregationalism. For example, historian of Puritanism Theodore Dwight Bozeman dismissed Plymouth's congregation as pathetically unimportant. If Plymouth Colony didn't matter for the development of New England religion,